Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We are getting ready for week 4 in the Big 12 football season, and it's time to get to some power rankings. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12, and we are glad you are here as always. As you get rolling in on the YouTube channel, do me a solid. Hit the thumbs up on the video. Yes, like the video. Make sure you're subscribed. Same thing on the podcast. The show keeps growing. That's because of you, and thank you as always too. Our radio affiliates. Let's count it down on the power rankings, and also make sure you drop in your questions right now on the Big 12 mailbag. We'll get to those on this show as well. At number 16, we'll count it down 16-1 on the power rankings. Well, staying in the basement, well deserved, is the Oklahoma State Cowboys. No reason to move them off after they were idle in week 3. So they're a joke right now. Mike Gundy, I think, is on the ropes, and we'll see how it plays out the rest of the season, if Mike Gundy even gets that far. At number 15, the Kansas State Wildcats, right where they were last week. No reason to move them off of that spot. And remember, how I do these power rankings is what you've actually done so far this year. And Kansas State is a comeback against North Dakota from being 0-4. That's how bad it's been for Kansas State. All right, so I've got K-State at number 15 in my power rankings this week. At number 14 in my Big 12 power rankings, Colorado. Colorado lost to Houston on Friday night, and they dropped from 7-14. So it's partially because when I look at the total package for these last 3 weeks, I've got the loss at Georgia Tech where they can't stop the run. We've got a win against Delaware, FCS program, and then you have a loss to Houston, a Big 12 game. You're 0-1 in conference play. So your one win is an FCS game. And your other two games, you looked way overmatched against teams that are supposed to be your equal. It's a bad sign for Deion Sanders right now, especially on defense. I don't think they have a clue what they're doing along that D-line right now. Obviously, still questions at quarterback, what to do there. There's not a lot to like about this Colorado football program with where it currently stands. I've got them at 14. At 13, after a bye week, UCF, why not? Big win against NCA&T a couple of weeks back. Enjoy it if you are a UCF fan after having to sweat it out against Jacksonville State a couple of weeks prior. And you know what? You take this one, you move on, and you say to yourself, on the next week. So that's where UCF fans are at right now. That's where they should be at right now at number 13. At number 12, up a couple of spots, Arizona State. Wasn't always pretty, especially early on against Texas State. But you bounce back from the Mississippi State game. Not that you weren't expected to. You were. You get a win. You move on. Not going crazy over this game if you are an Arizona State fan. But you know what? It all sets up for what is going to be a monster week 4 matchup, as you've got what's going to be, I think, a tremendous game. Baylor hosting Arizona State on Saturday. At number 11 in my power rankings, I've got the Cincinnati Bearcats. Now, they fell from number 6, and you might be thinking to yourself, Pete, how did a team fall from number 6 to 11 when they won the game 70-0? 70-0, Pete. What are you doing to me? Okay, well, you know what? At this point, they're living off of a loss. All right. I probably had them ranked a little too high last week. I admit that. I probably did. They beat Bowling Green, whatever. And their best game, I guess, their best resume builder is a loss to Nebraska. And while Nebraska's looked good since then, they beat Akron 68-0 and Houston Christian 59-7. Those aren't exactly powerhouses. Right after that comes St. Mary's School for the Blind. I mean, let's not get carried away here, okay? So I probably had Cincinnati too high last week. I'll admit that mistake. And I got them where I think they deserve to be based on what they've actually done thus far and who they've played. At number 10, I'm sticking with the BYU Cougars. So with BYU, you know, they were there last week. Also schedule questions. Yes, they have an ACC win under their belts, which good for them. That's solid. It's Stanford, though, maybe one of the worst Power Four programs in the country right now. So for BYU, you enjoy the downtime. It's on to week four when they're going to be back at it against East Carolina. But BYU can skyrocket up these rankings. I know BYU fans think I'm picking on them, having them at number 7 or number 10, but that's mostly because they don't like where Utah's ranked. Nothing to do with BYU, okay? They can move up this thing really quickly if they get a couple of impressive wins here. But East Carolina is not exactly going to knock my socks off if they get that victory coming up this weekend. So I've got BYU at number 10. At number 9, the Kansas Jayhawks down one slot. Of course, they blew a lead against Missouri last week. That one really stings. You got a 15-point lead in the first quarter against your hated rival in the Border War, and you blow the game. That's brutal for Kansas, but for the Jayhawks, they had a week off. And now, a very intriguing game this weekend against West Virginia, who, of course, is coming off a great week 3. And at number 8, there they are, the West Virginia Mountaineers, up from number 13 after a big win against Pitt in the backyard brawl this past Saturday. Looked like a totally different team from the one that lost to Ohio. Now, I still think they're trying to figure out the offense, and they really don't know what direction to take on that side of the ball. But Nico Marchiol, their quarterback, did a really good job, especially in the running game. And that's really where I think they won this game without Jaheim White. They won it on the ground. Ty Edwards was great. And if West Virginia can look like that more frequently, they can surprise in the Big 12 this season. At number 7 in the power rankings, moving on up, I got to hand it. Well, you know what? Some of you aren't going to like this, but it is what it is. At number 7, I'm putting the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And that's where I had them last week. I think that's where they should be based on who they've actually played so far this season. You know, this weekend, they can change things very, very quickly. They beat Oregon State on Saturday. Oregon State's not any good at all. So I'm keeping them at number 7. But you know what? You're playing Utah this week, okay? Tech fans, you mad about being 7 in the power rankings? You win this weekend on the road. I don't want to spoil it, but you could find yourself number 1 next week. I'm keeping them at 7 for now, based on the schedule or lack thereof. At number 6, the Houston Cougars. Houston, to its credit, plays a Big 12 game Friday night. That's how the schedule broke, and they dominated Colorado in a Big 12 matchup. So good on them. That was a very solid win for Houston and Willie Fritz. In what has been a great start to year 2, Houston is 3-0 for the first time in nearly a decade, and Willie Fritz proving he is a program builder. He's a guy who can turn things around, and you're seeing that play out in real time through the first couple of games of the season for the Houston Cougars. They move up to number 6, all the way from number 10 in the power rankings this week. At number 5, the Baylor Bears, they are down one slot from number 4. Once again, you're saying, wait, Baylor blew out Samford 42-7. Why are they moving down? Well, because of what the teams in front of them did and who the teams in front of them played. It's really that simple. So Baylor has a good comeback win against SMU, but they had to have a ferocious fourth quarter comeback to make that thing happen last week. So I still have questions about Baylor, especially on defense. But you know what? They got Arizona State this weekend. That's a huge game, and they will move up quickly as well if they pull off that win. even though I wonder what exactly Arizona State is this year. At number four, Arizona finds itself in the four slot. Hey, Arizona could have won this game by a lot more against Kansas State. The final score of 23-17 doesn't do it justice. And while it's not technically a Big 12 game because these two teams scheduled this home and home before Arizona joined the Big 12, so they just kept it as a non-conference game, it was a very important win for Arizona. It was a very important win for Brent Brennan after he had a rocky year one in Tucson. He's getting off on a much better note here in year two. He's 3-0. They look to be building a semblance of a running game behind quarterback Noah Fifita. Ismail Mahdi ran for 189 yards in this game. And, man, Kansas State's, yes, a mess, but give Arizona credit. They're 3-0. They've got the Hawaii win. They've got an FCS win. And now they've got a Big 12 non-conference win with the Kansas State game on Saturday. And they're doing it in really dominant fashion. So Arizona comes in at number four. At number three, I'm keeping the TCU Horned Frogs there. Now, TCU didn't play anybody on Saturday. They beat Abilene Christian 42-21. But they still have, to me, the best win in the Big 12 so far this season, a dominant victory over Bill Belichick in that emotional game in Chapel Hill a couple of weeks back. So TCU stays at number three, even though they've only played two games so far this season. At number two, the Utah Utes. Utah going on the road and beating up Wyoming 31-6 this week, and they're crushing it. I know UCLA doesn't look any good. I almost moved them into the top spot, but UCLA is such a mess. I had to actually take a little bit off of Utah this week because UCLA just looks worse and worse and worse. Blowing out the coach, making moves, the whole thing. So I kept them at number two. I thought about saying, hey, that road win against Wyoming is nothing to, you know, scoff at, but I said I'll keep them at two. And at number one, the Iowa State Cyclones. They are 4-0. And you may say, well, Pete, they barely hung on against Arkansas State. They were losing at one point, 10-9 in the game. Iowa State just traveled like 6,000 miles in the first 4 weeks, including week zero. They go to Dublin. They come home. They got a solid FCS team. They blow out 55-7 after beating Kansas State overseas. They then get a win against Iowa, their hated in-state rival, at home for the first time in over a decade. And then they kind of limp their way to Arkansas State, tired, worn down, knowing they should be able to get by on talent alone, while Arkansas State is looking at this game as its Super Bowl. They got the win against Arkansas State. Don't overreact. Don't freak out. They're 4-0, okay? They're 4-0. And they've done it against by far the best competition anyone has played in the Big 12 thus far. So I have got Iowa State at number one in the power rankings. Get this team a bye. They absolutely deserve it. So I'll count down my power rankings here for week four in the Big 12 from 1 to 16. At number one, Iowa State. At number two, Utah. Number three, TCU. At number four, it's Arizona. Number five, Baylor. Number six, Houston. Texas Tech at seven. West Virginia at eight. Kansas is nine. BYU comes in at number 10. Number 11 is Cincinnati. Number 12, Arizona State. At 13, it's UCF. At 14, it's Colorado. 15 is Kansas State. And at number 17, it's, oh, sorry, 16, it's Oklahoma State. I know that plays well with my Cowboys friends down in the great Woodward America. There you go. Those are the power rankings this week in the Big 12. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Glad you're here as always as a part of the show. Hey, make sure you're subscribed right now. Make sure you like that video for me if you could on YouTube and wherever you're watching it. And if you could drop us a 5-star rating and review on the podcast, that would mean the world to us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, let's get into your questions from the mailbag here. Can we do some mailbag tonight? I've got questions here on Facebook, and you can drop your questions in right now as well. And I'll get to as many as I can here for the mailbag. Sound like a plan? Let's see here. I also want to look at some of your comments on the YouTube channel right now. Oh, thank you very much, David. David says, Pete, longtime listener, very rarely catch it live. Best Big 12 show on YouTube, hands down. Keep it up. Eat bleep pit. WVU, baby. There you go. Congratulations on a great win on Saturday. Glad you're here catching it live. If not, though, you know, listen, podcast is great. Watch it back on YouTube. It's all good. But yeah, get your questions in right now. All right. And then we can have some fun and get to all this. All right, here we go. Cole asks, Pete, what is it going to take for Houston's Connor Wigman to receive Heisman consideration again? Well, it's going to take a lot more than beating Colorado. Is that a good enough answer? Listen, I really like what I've seen so far from Houston quarterback Connor Wigman. Dude, he was running the ball on Friday night against Colorado. I was like, damn. This guy's got some wheels. So Houston's got a bye. Then they're taking on Oregon State. Oregon State's a joke. So for Connor Wigman to find himself in the Heisman conversation, I'm going to sit here and say Houston's probably got to be 7-0 going to Arizona State in late October and winning that game in Tempe. Assuming Arizona State gets its season back on track. So they probably have to be 8-0 going into the month of November. And Connor Wigman's got to keep up the stats that he's putting up right now through the air and on the ground. That's what it's going to take. You might say that's too high a bar, but listen, their schedule's not that tough. Oregon State, then it's home to Texas Tech. That's a difficult game. Then it's Oklahoma State on the road. That looks like it's going to be an easy game. Then they're home to take on Arizona. Once again, Arizona's better, but they got them at home. Then they go to Arizona State. And then it's West Virginia and UCF. I mean, goodness gracious. In this league, which is tough, that is as soft a schedule as you can find right now in the Big 12, the Houston Cougars. They only have one team that's left ranked on the schedule, and that's the Texas Tech game. So do with that information what you want, but still, it's going to take a lot to get Wigman into the Heisman conversation. I'm going to say 8-0 going into November. We'll do it. Let's see. Dennis asks, can you explain why Iowa State is at 4-0 and not listed on ESPN's top 25? Because ESPN blows? Because they're filled with SEC-loving tools? I mean, I don't know if you want a serious answer to that. I didn't even know that. Shows you how much I care about ESPN's top 25 rankings. That's absurd. But if Iowa State was 4-0 right now with their schedule in the SEC, they'd be number 8 in the country. You know that, and I know that. And don't tell me, well, they only beat Arkansas State by 8. I mean, Iowa State was playing its fourth straight game after playing overseas a week after beating its in-state rival for the first time at home in over a decade. Come on. They're human beings. It had letdown game written all over it. We all know that. Kevin asks, what are your thoughts on Baron Morton? Is he a Heisman candidate? Listen, he can be. There's this misconception about me and Texas Tech. I predicted Texas Tech to win the Big 12 this year. I think Texas Tech is going to play in a college football playoff. but they haven't played anybody. They have played one of the softest schedules in all of college football this season. I believe they're going to be great. I think this Saturday is going to end up being a rematch game in the Big 12 championship. That was my preseason prediction, Texas Tech versus Utah. And we're getting a damn good top 25 matchup between these two teams already coming up on Saturday. So yes, Baron Morton can find himself as a Heisman contender. There's no doubt about it. But based on how soft their schedule has been, Baron Morton has to win this game this weekend and put up some big numbers to even put his name in the conversation starter. That's what's got to happen. It's nothing against Tech, but it's just what they've done so far and who they played. Casey asks, at this point in the season, who's your favorite for the Big 12 championship game? Well, listen, I predicted Tech and Utah. I'm not going to back off it right now. I have no reason to back off it right now. If one of these two teams gets blown out on Saturday, maybe I feel differently. But right now, I'm sticking with my original prediction because I feel pretty good about it. Now, where I think I've been wrong thus far this season is on Iowa State. I thought that they would take a step back after the pieces they lost last year, and at least so far, that does not look to be the case. So that's the one team I feel like I've missed on in terms of a team that I didn't think was going to be great and looks like it's going to be right in the thick of it. And on the other side, a team I maybe was higher on than other people that hasn't looked good so far, it's probably a team a lot of us were higher on that hasn't looked good so far, and that would be Kansas State. Kansas State's a dumpster fire right now. Inside the locker room, on the field, injury-wise, they look totally directionless. There's just nothing going there for Kansas State at this point in time. So that's the team that I look at and say that's the big miss. I would imagine there's many of you in that spot as well. Let's see, Rusty, can West Virginia get to 6-6 in Rich Rod's first year with over 80 new players? Sure. Why not? Why can't he get the 6-6? Right. I mean, you look at it right now, he's sitting there at 2-1, and you look at the schedule for West Virginia. It's not easy. At Kansas, home to Utah, at BYU, at UCF, TCU, Houston, Colorado, Arizona State, Texas Tech. Let's just be generous here. Okay. They need 4 wins. Can they beat UCF? Yes. Can they beat Colorado? Yes. That's 2. Can they, in a coin flip game, beat some combination of BYU, Houston, maybe Arizona State? Can you pull an upset off at home against Utah or Texas Tech? Those are 2 tough games, but they got both of those teams at home. Same with TCU. You find me 4 wins in there. Why the heck not? You should feel good about yourselves if you're a West Virginia fan right now. Just enjoy it. Is Josh Hoover, this from Mike, is Josh Hoover, the TCU quarterback, better candidate for Heisman than Arch Manning? Well, he should be. Sure. I mean, Arch Manning and that Texas offense looks to be an absolute utter mess right now. So sure. I like that question, Mike. That's good by me, man. I'm all good with that. All right. You got me signed up, okay? Count me in, brother. All right, let's see. What do we have on YouTube here? Let's see. Just trying to get your good ones. Well, Nathan asks, Pete, what's the ceiling for West Virginia? Bowl game, 6-6. That's the ceiling. Tiffany says the roof is the ceiling for West Virginia. Thank you, Tiffany. Well done. Rim shot for you. Maya Mitchell, Pete, I think the best offenses in the conference are Baylor, Tech, and TCU. The best defenses are BYU, Utah, and Tech. Do you see it differently? Let me just think about that quickly. Baylor, Tech, TCU on the offensive side. Yeah, I'd give you that. Yeah, I like that. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy on that 1-2-3. I may want to include Iowa State on that list, but sure, I can buy that. just pure offense, Baylor, Tech, TCU. I might reverse the order, but I can go in on that. Best defense, BYU, Utah, and Texas Tech. I would lean BYU, Utah, Iowa State. It can be Texas Tech, but based on what Iowa State has done thus far, I've got to put Iowa State in that top three, at least on one side of the ball, and I would lean on the defensive side of the ball. All right. Peter asks, what is the biggest surprise team so far? The biggest surprise team so far is Kansas State because of how awful they have been and how poorly the season has gone for Chris Klieman this early. To the positive, I would give it to Arizona based on what they've done so far. Beating the Kansas State Wildcats on Friday night, the early season win against Hawaii. I know Hawaii is nothing special, but on the positive, for a team that I thought was going to be at the bottom of the Big 12, at least for now, Arizona looks like it is much improved. So I'm going to give it to him. Keith says, calling Kansas State a dumpster fire is an insult to dumpster fires. You guys are on fire. Speaking of fire, you guys are killing it tonight in the comments. My gosh. You guys should do the show. This is awesome. This is fantastic. Steven says Utah's offense gets no love. See, this is the beauty of what I do. Okay. BYU fans are killing me. They're saying Utah shouldn't be number two in your power rankings. It's ridiculous. BYU's getting no love. And now I got Steven coming in on the backside saying Utah's offense is getting no love. Hey, you light it up at home against Tech this weekend. Devin Dampier does his thing. Trust me, Utah's offense is going to get plenty of love after Saturday if they do what they're capable of doing. That's how it goes. All right. So I love it. Let's see. Rochette asks, is Avery Johnson the problem at Kansas State? I don't believe so. I mean, he hasn't developed as the passer that I wanted him to develop into. I think most Kansas State fans would say that. But when I was watching that game against Arizona, he doesn't have a lot of time. The offensive line is not up to par. The running game is not any good because, you know, in part, you just don't know what Dylan Edwards has been up to with the injury. So I can't put it all on Avery Johnson. I'll question Matt Wells, but I will not put it all on Avery Johnson. I just won't do it right now. All right. There you go. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you guys for being here as always. Like the video if you're just hopping on. You might think it doesn't mean anything. It does. Comment. We appreciate you. And make sure that you're subscribed and tell one friend who's a Big 12 fan to sign up for the channel and subscribe as well. Podcast or YouTube. We love you in both places. And we love the Big 12. You know that. We appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of the day. We've got previews coming up this week as well. Make sure you're on board and also join us on the free HeartlandCollegeSports.com forums covering the Big 12. Have a great day. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon.